弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，我们可以在安息日，也是我们的灵恩会的时间大家一早就来到教会来学习神的道理。
Thank God for His grace that we can gather here together early on the Sabbath morning service and also for spiritual convocation.
愿主耶稣的恩常常与我们同在。
May the grace of the Lord be with you always.
让我们这样热切要来亲近神要来侍奉神的心蒙主纪念。
May the Lord remember our hearts to draw close to Him.
也让我们的教会能够更活泼兴旺。
And may our church be more lively and prosper.
其实我们一般在工作的时候，我们都是非常认真的，也是非常的谨慎要完成公司或上司所交代的工作。
Usually when we are working, we all work very diligently to finish the task we are given at our jobs.
只是谈到信仰，我们都会想说，神是慈爱的，所以神所托付的迟一点做没有关系。
And for our faith, we'll think that God is love, so if we slack a little bit, it will be okay.
因为神也不会把我们开除。
Because God won't.
神不会把我们 lay off 了。
God won't lay us off.
所以。反正神是有怜悯的神。
So God is a merciful God.
所以我们对信仰的事跟在我们工作上的这个态度不太一样。
So our attitudes towards faith and our work are different.
其实我们如果都能够把在世上工作的那种精神服侍我们的主人，我们的上司把它用来真的应用在侍奉我们的主耶稣身上教会圣工一定会更加的兴旺。
But if we serve our Lord Jesus with the same attitude that we use at work, then the church will definitely prosper.
我们感谢主为我们预备了这个灵恩会的时间。
And we thank God for giving us this time for spiritual convocation.
我们大家可以聚在一起共同来激励让我们借这个属灵的聚集像一场筵席一样。我们可以得到灵命的补充能够奔跑天国路力上加力。
And we can enjoy this time like a spiritual feast and be strengthened on our race towards heaven.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来谈面临试炼的时候。
And now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share the topic in the hour of trial.
那这个就是我们刚才唱诗的371首的标题。
And this is also the title of the hymn we just sang, 371.
我们在信仰里面会遇到挑战，会有试炼临到。
In our faith, we will face trials.
我们信主通常一开始一定会向大家介绍说，主耶稣是怜悯、有慈爱、有恩典的，来投靠他。基本上我们的生活会改善。
And when we first believe, we.
我们来信主的时候，都会介绍信耶稣的好处了。
Usually when we first believe, we'll be introduced to the benefits of believing in Christ.
一开始都不会跟他说信耶稣会遇到困难。
And we won't tell the new believer that when you believe in Jesus, you will face trials.
那其实要跟从主是要受苦的。
But actually, to follow Christ, you also have to face suffering.
一般我们都会先把信主的恩典讲在先。
But usually, we'll speak about the grace of believing in the Lord first.
那其实这也是正确的，本来就是人就是这样子。
And this is correct. Men are like this.
一开始如果要受苦，大家都不要。
In the beginning, if they know you have to face trials, they don't want to.
主耶稣也知道我们人性的弱点。
And the Lord also knows our weaknesses.
所以当我们来到主面前，其实我们愿意跟他求神体贴我们的软弱，他把各项的恩典赐给我们。
So when we come before the Lord, He knows our weaknesses, and He will give us grace.
这也是为什么初信的同龄他们一开始会体验到很多神的恩典。
And that's why many new believers will experience much grace from the Lord.
但是渐渐的会发现，祷告好像没有像以前初信的时候这么有效。
But slowly, as they believe a longer time, they will realize that their prayers were not as effective as before.
甚至好像有时候祷告好像神都没有听到一样。
And sometimes it's even like God has not heard our prayers at all.
甚至会碰到比没有信主以前更大的问题。
And they might face greater problems than they did before they believed.
那在这种情况下，有些人会退缩。
And under these circumstances, some people will decline in faith.
但是如果他真的明白圣经的道理愿意继续来亲近神。
But if they truly believe the teachings of the Bible and are willing to draw closer to God.
最后幕后所得到的其实会比先前更大。
Then the rewards they will receive will be greater.
所以我们的神是有怜悯、有恩典的神他幕后所赐给我们的恩典比先前更大。
And our God is a merciful and loving God, and He will give us greater rewards.
我们今天信主重点在于能够跟从到底。
And believing in the Lord, the most important thing is following until the end.
那在这个试炼当中呢，我们的生命会展现出更新的一番的情景，跟没有信以前、跟不信的人是不一样的。
And under trials, we will have a different attitude than we did before we were believers.
我们昨天提到西西家王他行神眼中看为正的事。
Yesterday we talked about how King Hezekiah did right in the eyes of the Lord.
那这也是我们应当追求的。
And this is also something we ought to pursue.
那我们如果继续看圣经，会发现他愿意倚靠神走不离开。神也是让他碰到困难。
And we see that even though he continued to pursue God, God still let him face some trials.
当他愿意亲近神的时候，神就与他同在。
When he was willing to draw close to God, God was with him.
所以圣经就说，无论他往何处去，神都让他亨通。
So the Bible tells us that wherever he went, God was with him.
好了，我们现在看列王记下第十八章。
So now let's look at 2 Kings chapter 18.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
列王记下十八章的十三节。
2 Kings chapter 18, verse 13.
十三节是说，这西西家王十四年的时候，亚述王西拿基利上来攻击犹大的一切坚固城，将城攻取了。
And in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and took them.
从这里开始，以下了差不多两章的经文一直到第十九章。一直到第十九章、二十章二十章到二十章结束这一段历史在以赛亚书三十六章重复。
From chapter 18 through 20, this event is also recorded in the book of Isaiah.
所以我们在读以赛亚书的时候，还会再读到这一段的历史。
So when we read the book of Isaiah, we'll read this part of history again.
那是因为以赛亚先知他就是在西西家王掌权当政的时候神兴起的先知来辅佐他的。
And that is because during the reign of King Hezekiah, Isaiah was the prophet that God sent to tell him his messages.
跟以赛亚同时期的还有弥迦先知。
And other than Isaiah, there was also prophet Micah.
所以我们会看到以赛亚先知书里面的信息有部分的也会似乎很类似的出现在弥迦书里。
So the same events are also recorded in Micah.
那不是，只是以赛亚书里面的一些道理、一些信息呢，是跟弥迦书有相关的。
And there are similar teachings and concepts in the book of Micah as Isaiah.
那以赛那个西西家王他的这一段故事在历代志下也有部分的记载。
And this event of King Hezekiah is also recorded in 2 Chronicles.
在历代志下三十二章。
It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 32.
那说明西西家王他现在所面临的这一个挑战是非常的重要，对我们的信仰来说一定有很显著的提醒。
And there are many important reminders that we can learn from this trial that he faced.
圣经不是历史的书。
And the Bible is not a book of history.
它记载了这么详细的一些过程，实际上是要让我们在奔跑天国路上得到帮助。
And it records many events and details to help us on our journey to heaven.
西西家他专靠神但是神也让他被敌人攻打，而且敌人把他打胜了。
So Hezekiah, he relied on God, but God still let the enemy to attack him, and he was also defeated.
14年，所以他做王第三年的时候，其实以色列国已经被灭了。
So in his third year, the kingdom of Israel was already destroyed.
那现在第十四年表示他当王的大概半路的时候啊，因为他一共做王了二十九年。
So in the 14th year, that's about the halfway point of his entire reign, which was about 29 years.
那这一段有一个历史的背景啊，我们现在没有时间详谈。
There's some history background, and we don't have time to talk about it.
但是现在亚述大军呢，他现在来啊攻打犹大，而且是把他所有的坚固城都攻取了。圣经在以赛亚书里面提到，46座城都被攻取了。
So here the king of Assyria came up against all the fortified cities of Judah, and the book of Isaiah records that there were 46 cities.
在历代之下也有，但就是基本上除了耶路撒冷之外，其他的坚固城都被亚述拿下了。
And it also records this in 2 Chronicles 32. So other than Jerusalem, all the other fortified cities were taken.
这个时候呢，西西家王他被锁在耶路撒冷城。这个亚述国王对他来说就好像笼中的鸟一样，他很容易就可以把犹大国灭掉了。
So at this time, Hezekiah was confined to Jerusalem, and to the king of Assyria, he was like a bird in a cage, and he was very easy to attack.
因为我们从后面看，亚述大军是185,000，他是把整个耶路撒冷围住了。
And he had a lot of soldiers.
185,000就是185,000人。
185,000 soldiers.
是这么大这么多的军队，那当时候犹大国是什么？连找2,000个出来骑马的都没有。
And at that time, Judah they didn't even have 2,000 chariots.
所以不是 chariot 是没有人可以骑啊！不要说 chariot 根本没有人呢。
There were no people to ride these.
这是当时候西西家他所面临的情况。
And this was the circumstance that Hezekiah was in.
那在这种情况下，我们也看到。西西家王他真的不知道怎么面对了。
And under these circumstances, Hezekiah truly did not know what to do.
在圣经第十四节就说。
In verse 14 it says,
犹大王西西家派人去往拉吉见亚述王说，我有罪了，求你离开我。凡你罚我的，我必承担。于是亚述王就罚犹大王西西家银子300他连德，金子30他连德。
14, then Hezekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, I have done wrong, turn away from me. Whatever you impose on me, I will pay. And the king of Assyria assessed Hezekiah, king of Judah, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold.
他之前不是专靠神吗?
So before, didn't he rely on God?
但他现在被围困的时候,他也失去信心了。
But now, when he was surrounded, he also lost faith.
因为他整个情形其实实在是太危险了，他其实已经很孤立了。
Because in his circumstance, it was too dangerous.
所以他现在想说，就用钱哦去罚款呐、啊，就是他说、哦、我有罪，他承认，然后就是他背叛亚述，他现在不给他进贡，所以现在亚述来围攻他，要处罚他。
So here he acknowledges that he did wrong and.That the king of Assyria was going to punish him for not paying.
所以他再一次的向这个恶势力低头。
So he bowed his head to this king.
他想说用这个方式哈、啊、付钱，然后那如果亚述接受了，那就没事了，他就得到平安了。
And he wanted to use this method of paying, and he hoped that after he paid, that there would be no more problem.
他这些他罚了这么多金银呢、啊，他最后是。把他所有殿里面、王宫里面，包括那个圣殿里面的包在柱上的这个金子，通通刮下来付钱的。
And so he took all the silver in the house of the Lord, and he even stripped the gold from the doors of the temple to give to the king.
那通常我们面对这个挑战的时候，我们都想说用人的方法哈，打发能够解决就算了。
So usually when we encounter some difficulty, we want to use our own way, and we hope that it will work.
这个时候。我们没有看到西西家王、哦、他说求神，然后去抵抗亚述。
Here we don't see Hezekiah asking of the Lord and then going against the king.
他之前在第七节、哦、第七节他说他背叛亚述、哦、不肯侍奉亚述王，他那时候信心不见了。
And in verse 7, he says he rebelled against the king of Assyria and did not serve him, but the faith he had at that time was gone.
这说明我们今天我们在信仰上面对这个恶的势力的时候，有时候我们会退缩，我们常常没有办法坚持到底了。
And this describes how when we encounter something difficult, our faith won't continue.
那他想说用付钱的方式就解决问题了。
So he wanted to use this method of paying money to solve the problem.
哪里知道这一招不管用的。
But he didn't know that this would not work.
他想要用人的方式让这个事情过去过不了。
He wanted to use man's way to solve this problem, but it did not work.
但是我们想，如果当初他坚持的靠神，
but if he continued to rely on God at this time,
不要跟他称臣了，不要就好像说我低头了。
And he didn't.
就是他抵抗到底。
He continued to rebel.
坚持他的立场。靠神，我就是不要再跟你进贡了。
If he took a stance and continued to rely on God,
事实结果也是这样子。
跟
现在一样的。
Even if the result was the same,
因为他付了钱之后，亚述王有退金吗？也没有啊。
And because after he paid, did the king back down?
因为他是说我有罪了，你离开我，我付罚款，你就走吧。
So he said, I've done wrong, and he paid him, and he told him to go.
亚述王不但没走呢，他现在第十七节，他现在派了他的这个军长来讲恐吓的话。
And the king of Assyria, not only did he not go, but he sent his commander in chief to speak against him.
亚述王真正的用途意图是什么？就是要你西西教你投降，你出来投降。
投降。
投降 ，surrender.
Oh, he wanted him to surrender.
他，你就是要。你王不要做了。
So don't be king anymore.
你这个国是我的。
Your kingdom is.
我要让谁来做王就是做王，你下台。
And whoever I want to put as king, I will put as king. You have to step down.
他现在这个亚述王派人所讲的话，我们现在就是要看这一段了。
And now we'll look at the words that he sent.
那这个就是今天我们在面对困难的时候。
So when we encounter difficulties.
我们要明白这当中所给我们的教训跟含义。
We have to understand the teaching and meaning behind it.
今天我们看这段历史，其实我们要想，我们所碰到，当我们愿意专心倚靠神的时候，一样的，我们会碰到类似像这样很大的试炼。
And even when we rely on God, we might encounter these same big difficulties.
那这个当中，有很可能是会让我们心里动摇的，就是有一些错误的信息会让我们真的以为我们错了，我们靠神错了。
And these might cause our faith to be shaken.
那这个就是一种迷惑。
And this is a kind of deception.
那这亚述王所讲的话，基本上就很像这个撒旦魔鬼他会用的手段。
And the words of the king of Assyria are very similar to the methods that Satan may use.
我们如果先看第十七节哈。
If we look at verse 17.
他现在派的这些使者来，他站在哪里呢？
When he sent these messengers, where were they standing?
第十七节的下半句，他们上到耶路撒冷，就站在上池的水沟旁，在漂布地的大路上。
They went up and came to Jerusalem, and when they had come up, they went and stood by the aqueduct from the upper pool.
你看他们现在这个使者哈，大方方大方的来到这个地点了。
So these messengers, they came to this place.
那西西家王这个犹大国一点都没有办法。
And King Hezekiah and Judah, they could not do anything about it.
那众百姓都站在城墙上城门那里、啊、就在看呢、啊，当观众、啊。
And the people of Judah were watching this.
这个地方是什么地方
？And what place is this?
我们如果看以赛亚书第七章
，If we look at Isaiah chapter 7,
以赛亚书第七章
，Isaiah chapter 7。
第三节。
Verse 3。
以赛亚书七章三节。
Isaiah chapter 7 verse 3。
以赛亚先知他服事的时间啊，在亚哈士的时代就出现了， 就是在西西家的父亲当王的时候。
So Isaiah was the prophet when Ahaz was king, who was the father of Hezekiah.
第七章是也是一样，亚哈士时代他面临两个王来攻击耶路撒冷。
And King Ahaz also faced two kings going against.
第三节，神对以赛亚说：“你和你的儿子施雅雅述出去啊，就 再到上池的水沟头，在漂布地的大路上去迎接亚哈斯。
Verse 3, then the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out now to meet Ahaz, you and Shear Jashub your son, at the end of the aqueduct from the upper pool on the highway to the fuller's field.
第四节说，对他说，你要谨慎安静，你不要因为亚兰王利逊和利玛利的儿子啊，这两个冒烟的火把头所发的烈怒害怕，也不要心里胆怯。
And say to him, Take heed and be quiet, do not fear or be faint-hearted for these two stubs of smoking firebrands, for the fierce anger of Rezin in Syria and the son of Remaliah.
这个地点是神派先知以赛亚去啊宣讲信息的，是要鼓励啊所有的这个当时候的犹大的百姓，他们都可以啊凭信心和安静靠神，不要害怕这些挑战。
So this place was where God sent Isaiah to give the people messages of encouragement to not be afraid and to be quiet.
这个地点很重要，这个地方曾经宣告了神的信息，神的安慰。
And at this place before was spoken the encouragement and comfort of God.
现在这些敌人的将领跑来这个地方，同样讲一篇话。
And now the enemies have come and they went to the same place to speak.
这篇话是要打击这些百姓的信心的。
And the purpose of their messages was to shake the faith of the people.
先知讲的是说，你靠神，你谨慎安静，你不要害怕那个敌军来攻击你。
So what the prophet said was to rely on God and not to be afraid.
但是现在同一个地点，现在敌人也是站在这边大声宣告啊， But、而且要讲给很多人听的。
Now at the same place, the enemies were speaking, and they were also speaking to a lot of people.
所以我们要发现。这个魔鬼啊，有时候他会仿效神的方法。你在哪里讲话，他就是在那个地方跟你破坏。
So sometimes Satan will stand in the same place that.
对不对？就是先知站的地方啊。
Where the prophet once stood.
先知不是站在那边鼓励百姓吗
？Wasn't the prophet standing there to encourage people?
现在这些敌人，他也站在这个地方，去来破坏，让你没有信心，让你对神放弃。
Now the enemies were standing at the same place, telling you to give up on God.
这个魔鬼他会跟着神的方法去做不同的东西啊，不同的事。
So Satan might use the same methods as God to do different things.
啊，这是为什么？有时候讲台啊，讲台传讲神的信息，有时候那魔鬼利用讲台讲一些让你很丧志的话语。
So sometimes, Satan will use the messages on the pulpit to
就是让你听了会很 discourage
哦、oh, ，to make you discouraged。
我们要小心的分辨。
And we have to be careful to discern、
这是为什么？今天如果我们没有明白真理、有时候你听完之后，好像对，但是其实错。
Oh, so sometimes we will hear a message and we'll think it's right, but it's actually not.
我们要真的去记住神所说的原则。
We have to remember the principles that God has given to us.
这是昨天传道所讲的。那个神人他听到神直接讲的话语了。
So the man of God yesterday, the preacher was saying he heard God's words directly.
神讲的话绝对不会改变的。
And God's words will never change.
但是现在其他人来讲了，他讲他所听到的是什么
？Now another person is saying what he heard.
他说误以为真的。
And so he thought it was correct.
好，所以现在注意看，他这个在这个漂布的大路上啊。这个地方其实都是先知在宣告信息的地点。
So at this place, the prophet had given messages of God.
现在敌人来站在这里，大声讲话，讲得非常的义正言辞的。
And now the enemy was speaking very loudly here to discourage the people.
好，我们现在再看回来第十八章。
So let's look back at chapter 18.
那他现在王呢，就派了这些官员去听了哈。
So the king sent some people to listen.
那你现在看他所讲的话。
So let's look at the words that he spoke.
我们从这一段要去注意这个魔鬼几个迷惑人的手段，他一些信息我们要掌握住。
Here we have to notice the messages of Satan.
那在我们现在信仰的这个旅程里面，我们才不会被魔鬼欺骗了。
So that in our faith we will not be deceived.
第十九节
，Verse 19，
拉伯沙基说：“你们去告诉西西家说，亚述大王如此说：你所倚靠的有什么可以障碍的呢
Then the Rabshakeh said to them, "Say now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this in which you trust?"
20节，你说你有打仗的计谋和能力，我看不过是虚话。你到底依靠谁才背叛我呢？
20, you speak of having plans and power for war, but they are mere words, and in whom do you trust that you rebel against me?
21节，
21,
看哪，你所依靠的埃及是那压伤的伪杖，人若靠这杖，就必刺透他的手。埃及王法老像一切倚靠他的人也是这样。
Now look, you are trusting in the staff of this broken reed Egypt, on which if a man leans, it will go into his hand and pierce it. So is Pharaoh king of Egypt to all who trust in him.
你如果听到这里，他觉得他讲得很对啊，没错啊。
If you read up till this point, you'll think that what he said is correct.
当时候犹大，就是西西家王，那时候曾经软弱到想要去倚靠埃及。
Till that point, King Hezekiah and Judah, they were so weak that they wanted to rely on Egypt.
他们当时候真的是偷偷的想要去跟埃及联盟的。
They secretly wanted to make an alliance with Egypt.
那这个也是当时候以撒先知一直骂他们的地点 的地方啊。
And this was also a place that an issue that Isaiah kept rebuking them for.
这个亚述王说，你们去依靠埃及，埃及王就是像那个芦苇而已啊，你拿到他手上被刺的根本没用。
So the king of Assyria was telling them that you're relying on Egypt and it's a broken reed that if you lean on it, it will pierce.
这也是神说的，不可以依靠埃及。
This is also what God says. You should not rely on Egypt.
所以我们看以赛亚书三十章。
And we look at Isaiah chapter 30.
你就想说，哇，他这些亚述人真的也很明白啊，这个神讲过的话。
We'll see that even the people of Assyria also understood the word spoken by God.
第三十章，以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以赛亚书三十章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1.
神说：祸哉，这悖逆的儿女，他们同谋却不由于我，结盟却不由于我的灵，以至于罪上加罪。
Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel, but not of me, who devise plans, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
第二节，起身下埃及去，并没有求问我，要靠法老的力量加添自己的力量啊，并投在埃及的荫下。
Verse 2, who walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt.
你看，这个就是神当初借着先知骂他们的地方。
So this is a message that God used the prophet to rebuke them.
投靠埃及怎么有用呢？
What good is it if you rely on Egypt?
那时候你看，如果继续看第八节。
If we continue to look at verse 8.
第九节就好了。
Verse 9.
因为他们是悖逆的百姓，说谎的儿女，不肯听从神训诲的儿女了。
That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord.
那这个这就是当时候先知的信息。
So this was the message of the prophet.
现在亚述王也讲了。
And now the king of Assyria is saying the same thing.
那很对啊，没错啊，你靠埃及靠不住了。
And it's right, if you rely on Egypt, it will be useless.
好了，他接下来继续讲。
So he continues.
他重点是要讲这一点。
And this is the most important part that he was saying.
再看回来十八章。
Let's look back at chapter
18. 22节
Verse 22.
他说：你们若对我说，我们倚靠主我们的神啊，西西家岂不是将神的丘坛和祭坛废去，且对犹大和耶路撒冷人说，你们当在耶路撒冷这坛前敬拜吗？
But if you say to me, we trust in the Lord our God, is it not he whose high places, whose altars Hezekiah has taken away, and said to Judah and Jerusalem, you shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem.
你看他这里，他现在把西西家他所做的对的事情，把他讲成是错的了。
So now he's saying that the right things that King Hezekiah did were wrong.
神他喜悦西西家所做的事，把这些丘坛，这些不应该有的祭坛都把它废除了。
God was pleased with what Hezekiah did when he got rid of all the high places.
他这个在国中除掉偶像丘坛这个作为，对亚述王来说，你们这个丘坛不是在敬拜神的地方吗？你现在把它废除了，那你还靠神吗？
But King Hezekiah was saying, aren't you taking down the high places and altars of the God you worship?
他们更不了解神的真正法则是什么。
But they didn't understand what God wanted.
但是他看到一个表面的现象。你把这些丘坛，你们都是你们百姓用来敬拜你们的神的，你把它废除了， 那你们还表示你们根本不想靠神
了。But he was saying that, when you took these high places and altars away, doesn't that mean you don't want to worship God anymore?
所以他现在把这个矛头指向这个王。
So he put the blame on the king.
表示说王根本就不鼓励你们来依靠真神呢、啊。
So he was saying the king is telling you not to worship God.
如果他真的要你们去依靠真神的话，他怎么会把这个你们国中里面所有的这些巨人都把它废除呢
？If he really wanted you to rely on God, then why did he get rid of all these high places and altars?
对外邦人的观念，对啊，你如果要靠神，你随时在什么地方都应该这样足坛来求告神，不是吗？
And from the eyes of the Gentile, this is right. Shouldn't you have places of worship anywhere?
但是他们这样子到处足坛献祭的，这个就是神厌恶的事，这个是错的。
But these high places and altars, this was wrong in the eyes of God.
神并不要他们用这个方式来求问他。
God didn't want them to use these methods to rely on him.
西西家所做的100%正确。
And what King Hezekiah did was 100% right.
因为这是按照神律法的要求。
Because this was according to the law.
现在这个王。这个亚述王反过来用他这一点来攻击他，来分化他跟百姓之间的关系。
And now the king of Assyria was using this matter to cause a divide between King Hezekiah and the people.
所以他现在，你看魔鬼的手段，他是先给你让你听一段好像对的信息，接下去他补充就是要分化你对神的信心。
So first Satan will say something that sounds correct, and then he will follow it with something that wants that is to make you not rely on God.
重点就是说，你靠埃及没用，你靠你的神也没用，你最好投降，靠我，我最好。
So he was saying you shouldn't rely on Egypt, but you should rely on me. I'm the best.
所以他才说，你看，你们都到，你们应当在耶路撒冷这坛前来敬拜。那你们现在所有的坚固城都已经没有了，你们就剩下一个耶路撒冷城而已了。
So he was saying you only have the city of Jerusalem left.
那其实他就是要用现有的那个事实去打击他们的信心。你们都已经快亡了，你们还坚持什么
？So he was saying you're almost destroyed. What are you holding on to now?
所以接下去下一个手段，你看第23节说：现在你把当头给我主亚述王，我给你2000匹马，看你这一面骑马的人够不够。
23. Now therefore I urge you, give a pledge to my master, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses if you are able on your part to put riders on them.
他现在把他们现在已经很微弱，真的已经是走投无路的那种现象，把他提出来，让他们觉得说我们真的没有希望了。
So he was pointing out this weakness that they had. They had no riders, so to really strike down their faith.
他就是要他们的眼光只有看到现在的，他们现况，眼睛看得到的，真的他们是没办法抵抗。
And he wanted them to focus on the situation right now that they really had no hope.
但是，甚至他们背后能够帮助他们的这个天上的神，这个满山遍谷的火车火马，这个敌人是看不见的。
But behind them was God, and he had a lot of chariots and horses and army to help.
属灵的神他们看不见。
They couldn't see the spiritual God.
神一直与他们同在，神在保守着他们的。
But God was always with them to protect them.
这是敌人看不明白的。
And the enemy did not understand this.
但是神的百姓他是知道，西西亚王他是知道的。
But King Hezekiah and God's people they knew this.
所以这个时候，你看魔鬼的手段，他就是要让我们的眼睛只有看到现在的现况。
So Satan only wants us to focus on what we see in front of us right
now. 让我们忘记了我们有一个全能的神在保护我们，在引导我们的路。
And for us to forget that there is a God behind us protecting us.
他就是要让我们对神失去信心。
He wants us to lose faith in God.
如果我们也跟随他的话语，只有看到眼前的事，那我们真的就信不下去了。
And if we listen to his words and only focus on what is right in front of us, then we really will not be able to continue in faith.
好，我们继续看第25节。
So let's look at 25.
接下去他说：“现在我上来攻击这毁灭这个地，岂没有神的意思吗？”神吩咐我说：“你上去攻击毁灭这地吧。”
Have I now come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, "Go up against this land and destroy it."
哇，他现在更厉害了，他现在把神抬出来了。
And now he's speaking about God.
他说我出来攻击你，来毁灭这地，这是神派我来的，我是有神的那个命令的。
He was saying God's the one who sent me to destroy this place. I have the commandment of God.
他是冒用神的话语。
He's falsely using the words of God.
也就是说，这个恶者他很敢的、啊，他讲谎话，他不会脸红的。
So this evil, the evil one is very bold.
神是兴起亚述要来刑罚 这个选民。
So God wanted to use king of, the king of Assyria to punish them.
亚述是神手中的一根杖。
It is a staff.
一个 staff.
It's a staff in God's hand.
就是神那个 rod 是要击打的，要打他这些百姓，把他们修理而已啊。
And this rod was only to chastise the people.
不是要把他们毁灭。
But not to destroy them.
要毁灭不是这个时间还没有到。
The time.
不是的。
This was not the time for them to be destroyed.
但是现在这个恶者，哇，他现在。很骄傲了。
Now this evil one is very proud.
他认为说神就是派我来要把你们全部都毁灭的。
He was telling them that God sent me to destroy all of you.
所以这个恶者哈，他其实是骄傲自大的。
So this evil one is very proud.
讲谎话的。
And he speaks lies.
那他就是要打击啊这些百姓对神的信心。
He wants to destroy the faith that the people have in God.
那如果我们听，如果你要听到他这样讲的话，你就想说哦，那这个是神的旨意了。
And if we hear these words, we might think, oh, then this is the will of God.
其实不是。
But it's actually not.
这就是一种迷惑。
This is a kind of deception.
今天魔鬼啊，他就是专门讲谎话的。
So today, Satan, he is the best at lying.
他讲似是而非的道理。
He speaks false teachings.
啊，就是听起来好像对，其实错。
So it sounds right, but it's actually wrong.
那今天这个谎话啊，魔鬼的这个。他那个本质哦，主耶稣讲过的。
And Jesus spoke about this.
约翰福音第八章，他说哈。
In John chapter 8.
你看主耶稣他特别提醒我们。
Here the Lord Jesus reminds us.
我们要很注意这个恶者的手段。
You have to be aware of the methods that the evil one uses.
他就是更改神的话语。
So he changes the words of God.
那他冒用神的手段，冒用神的话语。
And he misuses the words of God.
我们看第四十四节。
Let's look at verse 44.
约翰福音八章四十四节。
John chapter 8 verse 44.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it.
谎言哦，讲久了就好像变真的一样。
So a lie after spoken for a long time, it's like it's true.
哦，这是为什么我们今天需要分辨？哦，我们要求圣灵给我们智慧。
That's why today we have to discern and we have to ask the Holy Spirit to give us wisdom.
那主耶稣讲的真理不会改变的。
And the truth that Lord Jesus speaks will never change.
接下去四十五节，我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。
Verse 45, but because I tell the truth, you do not believe me.
但是第四十六节，主耶稣说，你们中间谁能指证我有罪呢？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信我呢？
46, which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me?
是其出于神的必听神的话，你们不听是因为你们不是出于神的。
47, he who is of God hears God's words, therefore you do not hear because you are not of God.
所以说这里讲的非常的绝对。
So what Lord Jesus speaks here is very right.
他所讲的话是真理。
And what he speaks is the
truth. 他说他听真理的就是出于神的。
He says that those who hear the truth are of God.
不听的，他直接把它定义说你这个是出于魔鬼，不是出于神的。
And he says, those who do not hear, you are not God.
因为真理哈，有时候人听人不会喜欢听。
Because sometimes when you hear the truth, it's not pleasant to hear.
因为真理会扎人的心，会听让你难过。
Because the truth cuts to the heart and it.
但是谎言会让你听很舒服啊。它包它毒品里面是包糖衣的，让你听了这样子，啊，真的是要飘飘欲仙啊，让你好像我是世界上最好的人呢。
But lies can be very good to hear. It is like poison wrapped in sugar.
那今天我们出于真理的人，一定是出于神的，一定是喜欢真理。
But those who are of God will like the truth.
这就是我们今天要小心。为什么我们今天要装备我们真理的这个程度？
That's why we have to deepen our understanding of the truth.
那否则，那个这个恶者如果讲一些话，我们可能就动摇了。
Otherwise, if the evil one speaks, then we might be shaken.
看回来第十八章，列王记下十八章。
Let's look back at 2 Kings chapter 18.
好了，现在魔鬼通常哦，他讲话，他不会只想要讲给少数人听，他希望把这个话讲给绝大多数人听，越多人听到越好。
And he didn't only want the people, he wanted all the people to hear these words.
第二十六节哈。
If we look at verse 26,
希勒家的儿子以利亚敬和瑟伯纳并约雅对拉伯他撒基说，求你用亚兰言语和仆人说话，因为我们听得懂，不要用犹大言语和我们说话，达到城上百姓的耳中。
Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, Shebna, and Joah said to the Rabshakeh, please speak to your servants in Aramaic, for we understand it, and do not speak to us in Hebrew in the hearing of the people who are on the wall.
Oh, 他这样一讲以后，那个拉伯撒基更高兴了。
And when he spoke that, the Rabshakeh was even more pleased.
所以接下去第二十八节，他就站着用犹大言语大声地喊着说，哦，你们当听亚述大王的话。
And in verse 28, then the Rabshakeh stood and called out with a loud voice in Hebrew and spoke, saying, hear the word of the great king, the king of Israel.
不提出来好，他一提出来，他讲话更大声了。
If he did not mention this, it would probably have been better, but now that he said this, he even spoke louder.
那这些敌人，他们还懂得犹大话。
And so these enemies, they also understood Hebrew.
当时候他们也懂了亚兰话。亚兰话。
Aramaic. And they also understood Aramaic.
那现在这个拉伯撒基他现在更大声的说什么？二十七节说，我主差遣我来，岂是单对你和你主说这些话吗？不也是对这些坐在城上要与你们一同吃自己的份和自己你有人说吗？
27, but the Rabshakeh said to them, has my master sent me to your master and to you to speak these words and not to the men who sit on the wall who will eat and drink their own waste with you?
他这些打击信心的话语，他希望给更多人听到。
He wanted as many people to hear it as possible.
他用他最大的手段去要把它散播出去，这个让人听了会很丧失信心的话语。
And he wanted to hurt their faith with these words.
那这是为什么今天我们要小心呢？
That's why we have to be careful today.
会那些会对别人的信心没有造就的话，不要一直传。
Those words that do not bring any edification, we shouldn't keep speaking them.
我们所讲述的话要造就别人的信心。
The words we speak should edify others.
不要去尽讲一些教会里面的一些缺点啊，什么东西，让大家听了说，那我信这个神干什么？
We shouldn't speak about the flaws of the church and cause people to.
那有时候我们很容易的就会像这个人一样。
Or otherwise, we'll be like this person here.
我们要谨慎的，不要成为魔鬼的工具。
We have to be careful not to be used a tool, not to be a tool used by Satan.
那这个接下去二十九节哈，这个王哦，他说王如此说，这是亚述王说的。
So verse 29.
你们不要被西西家欺哄了，因为他不能救你们脱离我的手。
Thus says the king, do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you from his hand.
三十一节，不要听西西家的话，因为亚述王如此说。
30. Nor let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying.
他一直强调说，你不要听王的话，你不要听王的话。
So he kept emphasizing, do not listen to what the king says.
不要以为那个王说的神会拯救我们这个话是真的。
Don't believe the words that he says when he says God will deliver us.
这个就是今天那个魔鬼的手段，他就是要打击这个百姓对王的信心。
So this is the method of Satan. He wanted to destroy the faith that they.
今天我们的王是谁？
Who is our king today?
我们的主耶稣，我们天上的父。
It is Lord Jesus, our heavenly Father.
神有他的作为，神有他的时间。
God has His way and His time.
那现在我们还不明白，还不知道的时候，等候。
And now we do not know to wait.
魔鬼他就是专门攻击神、破坏神的工作的。
And Satan, he goes against God and wants to destroy the work of.
在这个等候的过程当中，其实神他就是要让人想不懂。没办法预测神是怎么拯救这些百姓的。
And in this time of waiting, God wants the people to know that they may not understand how God will save them.
神是给他们的恩典到幕后更大。
But in the end, the grace that God gives them will be even greater.
但是人通常都看不到嘛，还没有到就不了解。
But for people, until the time comes, they don't understand.
那这个时候，你知道如果对王失去信心，现在这个拉伯撒基他说什么？他说了让你好像很吸引你的话语，让你就觉得说，哦，我早就应该来投降他才对。
So the Rabshakeh speaks very attractive words.
他说三十二节。
Verse 32.
31节。
31.
你们要与我和好，出来投降我， 个人就可以吃自己葡萄树、无花果树下的果子，喝自己井里的水。
Do not listen to Hezekiah, for thus says the king of Assyria, make peace with me by a present and come out to me.
这个就是他好像提供一个保证，让你如果听他的话，就有什么结果，更好，马上就问题解决，你就生活过得非常的舒适了。
So he was telling them that if you just make peace with me, then everything will be fine.
他就是仿冒神，像好像像神一样，他可以给人所有的恩典好处。
And he was trying to be like God, that he can give people very many benefits.
他这个就是他自大，他以为他就是像神一样的。
And he thought he was very powerful like God.
那他还举例子啊，他的能力他也用例子去印证啊。
He even gave an example of his power.
33节。
33.
列国的神哪一个能够救他本国脱离亚述王的手呢？
Has any of the gods of the nations at all delivered its land from the hand of the king of Assyria?
34节就一连串的问号，在哪里，在哪里，在哪里，这些人都在哪里。
So 34, it's question after question, where are these people and these people and
these people? 第35节，这些国的神有谁曾救自己的国脱离我的手呢？
Who among all the gods of the lands have delivered their countries from my hand?
难道神能救耶路撒冷脱离我的手吗？
That the Lord should deliver Jerusalem from my hand.
这就是今天这个遇到挑战试炼的时候最大的冲击，我们会对神怀疑了。
So this is the greatest challenge when we encounter trials that we might doubt God.
这是恶者的狂言谎话。
And these are the lies.
他很自大的以为他是跟神一样的。
He's very proud and thinks that he's like God.
但可惜的，他把真神跟偶像同等，他以为天上的这个真神就像他所拆毁的这些偶像、这些木偶一样，他错了。
But he is incorrect when he puts God at the same place as all these idols.
今天我们要行神眼中看为正的事情，我们所碰到的挑战，很可能就像西西家这样子的。
And when we want to do right in the eyes of God, we might encounter the same trials that King Hezekiah faced.
其实神他是宇宙的主宰。
God is he's the ruler of the.
那亚述王讲出这么狂傲的话语。
And when the king spoke all these bold words,
神已经命定他的死期。
God had already set his time.
他不久就要死了。
And not long after he would die.
他的大军就要被消灭了。
And his great army would be destroyed.
在这么大危机的这个情况底下。
And under these circumstances.
这个西西家王，他告诉百姓都不要讲话。
King Hezekiah told the people, "Don't say anything."
所以虽然这个亚述的这个将领啊，大放厥词啊，就是讲一些这些很狂傲的话语。
So the king of Assyria spoke these.Very many bold words.
可是第36节，百姓寂寞不言，并不回答一句，因为王曾吩咐说不要回答他。
36, but the people held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was do not answer him.
这就是百姓他们真的持守住对王的信心了。
So the people really held on to their faith in the king.
王告诉他们说，这些敌人讲的话你不要听了，你不要回，你回了你就输了。
So the king told them, don't listen to them, don't answer them, because when you answer them, then you will lose.
一句都不要说。
Don't even say one word.
你看当初这条蛇要引诱夏娃的时候。
So when the serpent tried to deceive Eve.
如果夏娃当初都不要讲一句话，你现在会有什么结果？
What result would you think would happen if Eve did not say a word?
那个蛇就自己讲他自己的话，讲一讲就算了。
If the serpent just kept speaking his own words,
我们不知道之前这条蛇是否曾经跟夏娃讲过话。
We don't know if the serpent spoke to Eve before.
但是圣经记载的创世纪第三章，就是当夏娃跟这条蛇对话之后，他就被骗了。
It was when in Genesis chapter 3 when Eve answered the serpent, that's when she was deceived.
就落入迷惑。
And she was deceived.
所以这里特别强调，百姓一句话都不说。
So here emphasizes that people did not say one word.
对，这是王给他们的指示，他们听了。
And this is the commandment from the king, and they listened.
接下去要怎么办
？So after what?
面临这么大的挑战，试炼。
Facing this great trial.
现在王他直接到神的殿里面来了。
Now the king came into the temple of the Lord.
都不要说什么，直接来跟神说。
He didn't say anything but spoke directly to
祷告, God. 进神的殿祷告。
He went into the temple of God to pray.
后来西西亚王都听到了这些敌人所讲的话语。
And afterwards, he heard all the words of the enemy.
他来到神的殿里面跟神诉说。
And he went into the temple of God to speak with God.
神就给他安慰。
And God gave him comfort.
最后神拯救他，解决了困难。
And God saved him and solved.
让他完全没有想到的方法，神把亚述大军除灭了，一夜之间而已。
In a method that he never imagined, God saved them and destroyed the entire army.
所以当我们遇到试炼的时候
，So when we encounter trials,
我们要懂得分辨。
We have to know to discern.
我们要坚持对神的信心。
And we have to hold on to our faith in God.
跟神祷告。
And pray to him.
以神的话语为最高的指导原则。
And we have to hold the words of God as our highest.
我们最后一定得胜。
And in the end, we will be victorious.
愿主带领我们。
May the Lord guide us.
低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 我们休息十分钟。